What's good? It's B Clips. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Check me out on Instagram, BCLIPZ underscore BCLIPZ. That's B Clips underscore B Clips on Instagram. Let's go.
My whole life have been rough, but still I keep my chin up, never giving up.
Fall down, you better get back up. Fall down, you better get back up.
My whole life have been rough, but still I keep my chin up, never giving up.
Fall down, you better get back up. Fall down, you better get back up. Fell down 9, got back up 10. Took some me and lost some, overdue for a win. Might be and never break, stay real, never fade. Never been a yes man, I started a bait. See the love and the hate, little bullets to the weight. Never been greedy with my niggas, shed my plate. Burn bridges with leeches, take them out too fake. Better stay to myself, y'all niggas too fake. You and pussy match like goldfish. Got old homeboys that owe me money. Chicks say I act funny, they ain't want me while I'm bummy. Days I couldn't forget when I struggled to feed my stomach. Said the game gave them a real deal and they ain't want it. Been played more than Xbox, harassed by cops. Thank God I got a waist that's allowed in my side. Slap box, my nigga in the middle of the street.
My whole life have been rough, but still I keep my chin up, never giving up.
Fall down, you better get back up. Fall down, you better get back up.
My whole life have been rough, but still I keep my chin up, never giving up.
Fall down, you better get back up. Fall down, you better get back up.
If you haven't changed, where's evolution? Mind filled with pollution, we been disillusioned. The conclusion, glory I'm assuming. Thinking in my bot, whose shit's been ruined. A lot of thoughts in my mind been brewing. Like am I just looming and life's an illusion? The world cold, whether it's June or December. Often reflecting on when times were simpler. Let me paint an ill picture that I hit to touch your liver. A cinematic scheme is why I deliver. My reels are too real, the film can make you quiver. I consider every time I touch the mic a highlight. My skills is tight, the bomb like dynamite. I had these little devils spinning around, fleeing, trying to penetrate the ground. Until the curtain closed, I'ma put it down, cause my existence is profound. Elite MC, the vocab crisp. I toss weak niggas like a frisbee. Who that on the track talking smack? It be's he who melt the wax, nigga, Fred Black. My whole life have been rough, but still I keep my chin up, never giving up.
Fall down, you better get back up. Fall down, you better get back up.
Not knowing this place, I take out persons to enslave them. No, what happened is, these African persons, there were wars going on in Africa, tribe fighting against tribe, and all of that.
Okay.
What? And I will say this, the white men, they're very smart. You have to give them that thing.
Yeah, because they use division. If it's division going on there, mm-hmm. One thing I know has been American child. Is that division is how the white men thrive.
Trust me, they're very smart. So they know that wars are going in that's happening in Africa. So what they do is that they go down there. And all of the prisoners of war, those are the first person they take. And say to them, listen, instead of you having them, keeping them, housing them, feeding them, that's what we will do. We will take them from you. We will take them from you. We will punish them for you. We will house them for you. We will feed them for you. And guess what? We are going to give to you. We're going to give you guns.
And that's definitely another way of America is using they gun politics the order for them.
Correct.
Both sides.
Because I do not like America's international policies, because at the end of the day, we need a world police. But you cannot be hypocritical and you cannot be a bully. And I think America is very hypocritical and they're a bully.
With the power of black, the power of us not having nowhere to go is we're getting the power. Like, that's the key to this whole thing is, because everybody look at us like we, you know what I'm saying, our struggle not as bad as it. But we have nowhere to go. You understand that? Like, we the offering kid that everybody let get ran the hell off. You know what I'm saying? And that's where the problem lies. You know what I'm saying? The problem lies like, yo, we both can't gain power because what?
Rose Bolt, I can say is life is all about self-perseverance, not perseverance.
Hey, do me a favor. Okay. Put your GPS on. Just the guidance, the rest of the way. Yeah, I know it way, but just put it on real quick. Put all these things real quick. Stay on track.
Where are we? In Raleigh?
Yeah, we're in Raleigh. We, like, on the leg of Raleigh, like, come in. Like, right now. Yeah.
State I-40 West Raleigh. Continue straight for 13 minutes to exit 285 Main Aviation Parkway.
Well, you want to have the phone?
Nah, I gotta have it. Just whenever it's safe, you're in time to literally right there. We'll get an AVA part where you got me to write.
Okay.
Stop at the store before we get it out.
No problem, bro. I have time.
Well, back to you saying, it's a great conversation. But just speaking as an American child.
Mm-hmm.
And then me, we're like, I have a weird bloodline. Mm-hmm. Meaning I'm a Southern kid with an up north daddy with an islander grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So this is three cultures in one. So when I listen to my music, I'm listening to Southern music. I listen to the struggles of Southern music, blues and all that stuff. And I'm listening to up north music. Then I'm also listening to, you know, the island music, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of them are three different struggles, right? So you collect the information, like, okay, cool. All right. We get us here. All right, there. Africa never came back and got us.
Correct.
Or went to war, you know, whatever. We learned the white man way.
Correct.
We learned these skills. So it makes us a threat because when we go back to the upper culture, they think we're too aggressive. They're thinking we, you know what I'm saying, we just don't have no regard. Whatever the case, but we learned this white man way about being aggressive, taking what you need to take. You know what I'm saying? Don't give a damn what the case. The problem is how they get us is that we have no connection back to nobody else.
But brother, we say this. You see, one thing in Africa and Africans in general, they're extremely corrupt. If you realize what's going on in Africa for the past, from before I was born, from before you were born. They kill each other for power. That's all they are.
But I didn't think it was no guns though. Like, I haven't met a corrupt, I'm not going to say I haven't met a corrupt African, but I ain't never met a gangster African that's over there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know what that look like over here,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know what it look like over there, why, you know what I'm saying, things of a lot of politics, it is. But I definitely know other black people saw other black people. But we still got it going on to today.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They put how they do us is they put by us like in fame and things of that nature. Still, they just take the black person that they want to control and put them on TV. And then that control us as a mass. You know what I'm saying? To now, I don't think it's going to work no more because of the fact that we look at the game on a mass level.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Before, it was hard. You can't just go to anybody and get this conversation out. Now, We done seen when it comes now, our eyes are way more open than as a past than it was when I was younger. When I was younger, hell no. That they had to take a special person and you run into them. Took a special person in there, but they had to come into your life to open up your mind. Now, we see all of it, it's all together at one time, like, okay, we see the president doing the bullshit. Okay, they put us in COVID. I got time to study more information. Oh, they is running this game on this politics. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Ooh, word. All right, what do we need to do? We have Black Wall Street. They done came. We done noticed that, like, certain stories we didn't even know.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, right now, we are close by the first Black Wall Street right now. The first one to do this thing before it was Atlanta, before there was such thing as Black Wall Street anywhere across America's ground. But we understood, we never knew that that was the key place. The only place they ever told us about was Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tulsa, Oklahoma was the first time that Americans saw a bomb on American soil.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That was too much of my faith.
You see what I'm saying? And then, but yet they never told the story period of how it got started. Why? They don't want to start off a revolution. You see what I'm saying?
Bro, when it comes on to politics and American politics and other countries' politics, the only reason why I'm here, my friend, is to make my life better, my wife's life better, my child life better, make money and go back home. You understand? I am fortunate enough to have two businesses back home, because I own a car rental and I have a farm. I'm fortunate enough, I'm still young, I don't reach my 40 yet.
Right.
So the monies that I earn here, support in my business, so I'm willing to do 10 years in America and go back home.
Right. And see, that's what we don't have. We don't have the way to pump. Like, the money that we make here, if we was able to have a connection back to anyone in the country, because the little bit of money that we have can be so much powerful for the money that y'all got. That's the part. If we had a game plan, right, like you say, just we knew that we could make some money in another country, right? The little bit of money that we do have, that we think we have, because our money is a lot more in other countries.
Correct.
But it's little to us.
Correct.
Because we don't have nowhere else to control, I mean, to be able to disport it.
But you, with Jamaican roots, have visited Jamaica before, have an idea of how Jamaica works. To a small extent.
Right.
The difference is my dad is a big cop back home.
What did I say? How long we got?
We have 11 minutes.
Okay, cool. We're on the right direction, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Go ahead, Daddy.
Yeah, so my dad is a big cop back home. He's a superintendent of police.
Okay.
And I'm an only child for him. So when it comes on to certain connections, I have it. And I am fortunate enough also to have people around me who support me, listen to me and stuff like that. But my wife also is an inspiration because she's a nurse. She comes from the slums of Jamaica. Because your slums, what you call slums here,
right,
is a joke. Not until you visit Jamaica's slums, then you will probably have a different appreciation.
We will never be able to have the same appreciation, but we are a part of the richest country.
Correct.
So it's the same way. It's like, we supposed to be billionaires in this country, but we are not. You know what I'm saying? The same way. It's like, we'll never understand it because our poverty weighs the same amount. You know what I'm saying? In a world that you could be a billionaire, we ain't seeing a billionaire.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
So it's like, it's robbery in a sense of, like, being in the richest country, you know what I'm saying? Like,
correct.
Being in the richest country in the year.
Oh, there's so much opportunities in America.
In your opinion. But in America, we've been brainwashed to not see the opportunity. See, brainwashing is real. You know what I'm saying?
But no, but, you see, and so, you see, a lot of persons, I'm going to say this to you. I don't have a lot of friends in America.
Right.
I was in, I have no friends, to be honest. You see, the day when you drop me off at my home,
yes, sir.
I don't speak to anyone except my wife. I don't speak to my neighbors. I don't know them. That's me.
Right.
I stay in my house.
Right.
But when I look around, just by observing, you see, when you come from a society that offers very little, and it's a dog-eat-dog society, Jamaica, you see, whatever opportunity you see here, you're going to pay attention to.
Right.
Now, I will talk to persons like I went to a car wash one day, and there were three guys there having a conversation, and they were talking of how America is stuff, and they're in the gutters, and they're in the trenches, and they noticed that I was extremely quiet because it's, they're not talking to me, so I'm not going to get involved in your conversation. But then one of them asked me where I'm from. I told him I'm from Jamaica. You know, we started a conversation, and I said, bro, you said that you're living in the trenches and there's no opportunity here. But let me ask you a question. Have you ever sent out a resume? Have you ever sent out a CV? He didn't even know what the fuck I'm talking about.
There goes, you get what I'm saying now?
No, you're in the trenches, bro. There's no opportunity. But at the end of the day, you have never even tried.
That's what I'm saying. As the bloodline, all three. Y'all see the opportunity because you come from very little, but in the richest nation, it's the same way. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is, they play the tricks of the train, of the perspective of what information get put into our society. That's
correct.
Why we got all this. See, everything that y'all say that we take for granted is what they use to cripple us. Since they're food stamp, that cripple us. Why? I'm ain't going to work.
Correct.
With housing. Why? Kick the daddy out of the house so the child don't got no father.
Correct.
See what I'm saying?
So even that I don't agree with, because your whole idea of child support is getting the father to assist financially. That's the whole point of it.
Right.
But in the same breath, if he doesn't do it, you lock him up.
Right.
Now, why would you lock up somebody if your main aim is to get him to pay? When you lock him up, he still cannot pay. So what's the point?
Because they're trying to put us in a box so they can get free labor.
Well,
see, for American politics is, the dumber we are, because we don't have people that try to practice coal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you ever notice, America always try to keep its poverty people dumb. Not that we don't have the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that they don't give us the opportunity in the sense of like, so we go to 12 years of school and not learn what our credit's about. But yet you got credit as a child.
Correct.
See what I'm saying?
But when I just came here, I didn't understand what's credit. And I'm going to give you an example. Remember, we don't use credit back home. Jamaica is a cash society.
Okay.
Cash is king. So when I came to America, I had I opened an account at Bank of America. And I was doing a little bit of reading regarding credit, because remember, it's new to me. I don't know nothing about credit.
Right.
So I went back down to the bank on Cross Street, and I sat with somebody and I asked him if I could get a credit card, because no, I want to start, you know, building credit.
Yeah.
They said to me that I cannot get a credit card. I said, why? She said, because I have no credit history. But I said, well, that's obvious. I'm not even here for 3 days yet.
Well,
I'm to the country, obviously, I won't have any credit whatsoever. I won't be even in your database. Alright? So I was there, we were talking back and forth, and I sat to myself, and my wife was here. And Are you heard that?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so my wife was there, and I'm saying to her, but at the end of the day, I just deposited so much money in this bank. I am asking you for a credit card for even $500. I deposited over $30,000 in your bank. And you're telling me that I cannot get a credit card for $500 just to build my credit? So I said, okay, guess what? How do I close my account? Because you see, me and my brother, I'm a very serious person. And they were like, she was shocked when I asked her how to close my account. Because she think I was joking. And I said, okay, tell me, how do I close my account? Because if you cannot trust me with $500, I cannot trust you with my money.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So, they call a manager. I don't know where he appeared from, but he appeared. And you know how much a credit card I got? $5,300. Because they realize that, listen, I'm no fool. And I'm not going to come and try to change the system. Because that's not my job.
Right.
American system is American system. I'm a Jamaican. I respect your system. I'm in your house. That's fine. I'll play by your rules.
Right.
But in the same breath,
I let you chill.
You're not going to take me for an idiot. It's not happening. So, I got my credit card a year after. They offered me another credit card for $25,000, which right. I take. Now my credit score is like 740 something.
Right.
And I'm here like a year and 3 months.
Right.
And every single month I get offers for more credit cards. I have like 3 credit cards. So I am going to play this system. It's here to be played.
You gotta play it.
Of course.
You see, that's where they rob us out is information. Like,
wait, bro, you want the money now?
Yeah, because I'm gonna get some gas and get us on done. It's a party today, sir.
Okay, it's 206, all right?
So,
all right, you want me to pay you back for the black and mine?
So, you used to live in Traveler?
Eagerly, and I had, when I lived in Eagerly, I had a hole to my right, I had 3 holes to the left. I never put it to
the fine as a whistle. That's how you get the crazy ones.
I think I missed that life. When I lived in Daytona, it was the same way, but as soon as I got into Daytona,
I was
there. Just flying blind. And she was married, walking with a man. Boy, she had a nice ass. I was staring at her. I said, oh. Boy, I said, you want some of that? I said, no, I don't want a problem, man. He said, no, girl, go over there and take care of your business. She had a nice fucking stone on her finger. I said, you married to him? He said, yeah, that's my husband. Come on. Man, she fucked the shit out of me for $25, man. I said, damn, I called my brother up. Yo, dude, you got to come down here. You got to forget about North Carolina. You got to come down here. The motherfucking hoes are married to get you.
Yeah,
y'all get
laid. Dude,
I fucked 3 girls when I just got there. And that was less than a day.
He said you fucked 3 different ones?
I said, hey, I lived in Daytona for about 6-7 years.
How Daytona was? What's that lifestyle?
Nah, dude. That was, I think, the best place I ever lived. Those biker guys come in, they get mad at their old lady, they throw some right off the fucking bike. Bitch gotta look for a place to live for about a couple of months until they call her back.
Oh shit.
I used to have a new girlfriend every 3 months. My brother said, you got another straight, yo.
He thought, yeah.
He said, you don't seem to amaze me, buddy. You go out that door, you gotta bring a straight in. Well, damn, dude.
That's it. Black girl.
Oh, fuck yeah. They clean and they fuck like a bandit, bro. Hell no.
So there's a difference between a regular girl and a biker, a biker hoe?
A biker girl is more wild, but they're discreet.
Don't piss them off.
stick a fork in you in a heartbeat, man.
And that'd be literate, too.
They ain't scared of scrap with a man.
Oh, we need to stop by the store.
Can you stop by the store then?
Yeah. Where's the discreet it'll stick a fork in?
I live down in Hollywood, Florida. It was all right down there. For a lot of them, it was half-assed. Daytona, eh.
Is that, so which one's the best city to go to? Now I'm talking about the best city.
Which one is what?
What's the best one?
Daytona.
That's better than Orlando and Miami?
Shit, they got fucking bitches there. You're always gonna find a bitch. You come in pairs.
Yeah. They turn on meat ones on the come
out fucking G-string. Daytona, the bitches don't give you carry drawers. You get up a bitch, a hit, you're gonna get fucked. That's a guaranteed fact.
Yeah,
I would fucking marry women too, man. Like nothing.
Oh, the game is real down there.
Them girls gonna play down there, bro. they tell you straight out, come on. I ain't got time to waste.
What's the difference between North Carolina hoes?
I've been out here a couple, about 20, 30 years, man. On and on.
I said, what's the difference between them, though?
Oh, the cold, bro. The girls, they ain't about the same as girls, man, but the girls down there, they're like, you know, maintain. They'll come to your room, they'll fuck around, they'll come to your room, they'll fucking chill, they'll fuck your ass. Like these girls, they'll fuck you and they're gone. You gotta watch your wallet, your pockets, and everything else over there. Word up.
Thing. Gotta watch your pockets.
I put everything in the bag and look at the bag. What you on? Ain't nothing in the bag you need.
Well, that makes sense. Ain't got.
Why you in your drawers? I ain't got no pockets in my drawers. You ain't got to check nothing. Well, you gotta do it. I got one pocket and that's on my shirt.
Right.
That's where I keep 20 bucks. You gonna rob me for 20. You ain't taking my wife, you ain't taking shit.
That's a fact, my dog. That's a fact. So, why y'all like coming on this side, though? It's better on this side versus...
We used to live on this side.
Oh, so y'all kind of familiar with this side?
I used to live over there in the Coliseum Inn for a couple of months. We used to live on the Eastern Boulevard down here. Budget Inn.
Yeah.
Before we got that house over there. Trying to get a couple of numbers so this way we ain't got to go out no more. This is where I live at, man. Come on.
You said Carolina. Which one y'all went to Carolina Inn, right?
Yeah, Carolina, my love.
Ain't the best one in town, but
it's cheap. Ain't none of these shit good. They all good, but they all bad, too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Even the nicest one, man, bro, I'm a cab driver.
Hey, I went to one in Sarasota, Florida. It was a nice hotel. You
know, but it's all on pricing.
I met same this thing. Girl. She asked me, what are you out here? Pleasure or work? I said, she come out about 5 hours later. I said, now, man, I don't forgot about you, bitch. Oh, I had to put my girlfriend to sleep. Girlfriend? Yeah. Wind up banging her. I seen her the next day when I was moving out, going back to North Carolina. Yeah, sure enough, she was with a girlfriend. It wasn't bullshit.
Girlfriend.
She was all wet and everything, dude. Didn't even have to wet her up.
You had bad experience with something that didn't crank up?
Yeah, that other young girl don't lick the whole up. Had her all wet and hot, man. She didn't waste no time to dropping them drawers, man, and jumping in bed. I didn't even have to warm her up or nothing.
Say he ain't gotta put it.
Shit, that's where it gotta be, man. In and out.
He had to put it in.
For me, I think that real hip-hop just means what's in your heart. If somebody really does have a life story about going from absolutely nothing to everything, that's fine.
The reach waste don't come with top, little shawty, y'all don't want it. Cop the QP, found the recipe, then put my niggas on it. Real hustling, niggas shaking hands, I mean I'm juggling money. No way to find out what me and D walk away. And G brought the apes and I sold the hope to summer sonic races. Brawling weigh-ins, heavyweights only. Touch the mic, you can end up holy. And I ain't talking about Christ, but you probably walk with him. You come right here tonight, nigga. I'm pulling triggers, leaving niggas dead. You know I paint the scene red. Don't give a fuck, my niggas pull up in the truck. We leave you stuck, you better duck. My nigga, it's bad luck, fuck. When G come through, we fuck shit up.
When it comes to rhyme, say this one time. I won't mind, bring clouds to my sunshine. Get you sent to the gun line. Can't touch me, flows a porcupine. Nas told me the world was mine, so I fuck with no one bandit. Then make Mars my concubine. This bowling for Columbine, clashing with the mastermind. Up on IG, but only beat your ass is mine. Make him tap out like Bret Hart. That ain't even the best part. Murder styles and kill beats. Dummies better get smart.
Heavy hearted, yo, smarten up. You retarded, don't start with us. We in the order, calling orders. Bluff, all or nothing, dog is rough. Promise you ain't raw as us. I beg your pardon. Guess up on my back like question marks. Stressing Harley. No more civics who try to test the Rari. Got you out your cash, I'm sorry. Well, Harley.
Time coming, I'm trying to burn up a check. Bitches get out of line, I'm putting them down like the vet. Black hoodie, black mask, I'm prepared for the task. The chicks, I'm the credible hope, all I do is smash. These fake niggas, I see through them, just like glass. I heard your tracks, and threw them right back in the trash. Hooked up with P and Black, and got back in the lab. You better go get it before life pass you by like a cat.
So my hiatus back to show the flow is ageless. My trips, I politic on spaceships. Still burning brains and basic. Black or hard, Henny, no Jason. Hit the booth, killing like Jason. My team been trailblazing. Clouds in my city, steady hating. Rise of the hip hoppers. Come through knocking off these flip floppers. I'm a ball. Grown men sucking balls. We all need your stations to take off. Go face, hit my DM. Said that summer breeze is hitting. To me that the guys is listening.